This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Have fallen under the 20-game mark of the 2022 regular season, but there's still plenty of home baseball to play. The Woodpeckers are back in downtown Fayetteville for the start of a six-game series against one of the top teams in not only the Carolina League, but all of minor league baseball. The Charleston River Dogs are in town. The Single-A Tampa Bay Rays affiliate getting ready to take on your Woodpeckers Single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth and with us live on MILB.TV and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm Andrew Chapman alongside my main man, Colin Casey, and we're glad to be back at home with you for the start of this six-game series. Woodpeckers and River Dogs, Colin, it's been a one-sided all-time series between these two sides. Charleston, going back to last year, swept the Woodpeckers six in a row. They had the best record in all of minor league baseball last year. This year, the Woodpeckers have one prior matchup against these River Dogs. That was in May back at their ballpark. Charleston took 5 of 6, so they've won 11 of the all-time 12 against Fayetteville. Woodpeckers entering tonight are losers of 10 in a row. They got swept last week out in Zebulon, so it's a tall task taking on the River Dogs, who again this year have the best record in all of the minor leagues. They're at 76-38, top team in the South, 30-18 in the second half, but Woodpeckers, just for morale purposes, got to try and find a chance to win some games this week.
Yeah, maybe it's possible that two negatives may equal a positive with the all-time series between the two teams, the 10-game losing streak. Maybe it's time for the Woodpeckers to break out against a team historically that they've struggled against. And yeah, good opportunity to do it, though, in Game 1 with a guy on the mound who throws a lot of strikes in Valente Bayozo. So exactly who you want to get out there and get the ball rolling in the right direction. And yeah, if you're Charleston, I mean, they have a lot more to lose than Fayetteville at this point when you look at the standings, and Charleston trying to maintain a pretty slim 3.5-game lead right now in the South Division, try to secure that second playoff spot in the South and meet Myrtle Beach in the playoffs. So if you're the Woodpeckers, 14 games out right now, you're just playing to try to get some momentum going and prove, as a lot of young players on this team that just joined in the last couple of weeks, prove that you belong here at this Single-A level and that you can make a big-time difference in the Houston Astros organization.
Yeah, and even though it's been choppy waters for the Woodpeckers over the last week plus or so, there have been positive headlines coming out of this team. Of course, Zach DiCenzo continues to play great baseball. He's already hit 4 home runs over the first 12 games of his pro career. He's batting well over .300. Colin Price had a good end to a cold spell on Sunday with a couple of doubles in that series concluding loss. And there's also been some pitchers that have recently been promoted from the Woodpeckers. A little bit of a new look to the pitching staff entering this week in Fayetteville. 3 promotions announced yesterday. Right-hander Edinson Bautista along with Casey Ford, and then the lefty Colton Gordon, all who were tremendous this year for Fayetteville. Edinson Bautista, the club leader in strikeouts, 113 of those this year. 8-3 record, the third lowest, that is, qualifying ERA in the Carolina League. Casey Ford, a couple of saves this year out of the bullpen, and Colton Gordon was spectacular. He took a perfect game into the fifth inning, last homestand, and had a 2.04 ERA over 5 games with the Woodpeckers. All of those guys go to Asheville, and taking their spots are some arms from the 2022 draft class. The first pitchers from this year's draft to arrive to town: A.J. Bluebaugh, Nolan DeVos, as well as Tyler Guilfoyle. And a 2021 Woodpecker returns to the club this year. That's Peyton Plumlee, who's fully recovered from Tommy John surgery and is scheduled to pitch at some point this week. So plenty of stories to get to throughout tonight's broadcast and throughout the week. New look to the pitching staff, but as Colin mentioned, a familiar face in right-hander Valente Beozo on the mound tonight. 0-1 with a very impressive 1.52 ERA, taking on a right-hander Nick Bitsko, Rays' first-round draft pick, 24th overall selection in 2020. Injury stuff, a shoulder surgery has delayed his full season career, but he makes that debut tonight against Beozo. Fun one to talk all about. First pitch coming up 7.05 p.m. Eastern. The Woodpeckers are taking the field, and we'll step aside for the national anthem. And on the other side of the break, we'll bring you starting lineups and some more numbers on the starting pitchers. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night in downtown Fayetteville. Great weather. First pitch coming up on the other side right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Single Minute Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Segra Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Woodpeckers baseball is live on the air back in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. The opener between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Charleston River Dogs. Live on MILB.TV, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. Thanks for making us a part of your Tuesday night plans. The Woodpeckers desperately searching for a win. They're out to a franchise record 10-game losing skid, losing all six last week on the road to the Carolina Mudcats, and now they get to take on the top team in the division, the team with the best record in all of minor league baseball, the Charleston River Dogs. 76-38 this season, 30-18 in the second half. The Woodpeckers now to 47-66 on the regular season, 16-32 in the second half, 14 games out of first place behind these River Dogs. Right-hander Valente Baeozo on the mound for the Woodpeckers tonight. 0-1 record and a 1.52 ERA. Six games, three starts, 23 and two-thirds innings pitched this season. Only four earned runs allowed, and he's limited the long ball to just one. 10 walks, 24 strikeouts on the season. A whip at 1.06, and he's holding opposing bats to a 183 average. The opposing hitters for Charleston leads off with Ryan Spikes, the right-handed hitting second baseman. Valente Baeozo winds and throws his first pitch of the night. It's a high fastball and a 1-0 count on the Charleston leadoff hitter. We are underway in Fayetteville. It's 7:06 Eastern time. It's a very comfortable evening for baseball. Sunny and 81 degrees. Spikes pulls this ground ball. A foul ball outside of the third base bag. Looked like it crossed over top of the bag, but home plate umpire Stephen Craze with a tough decision to make just two pitches into this one, and the River Dogs manager, Blake Butera, walking up and down that chalk line right now, trying to see exactly where that ball missed. Looks like there's a little bit of a nick on the chalk right in front of the bag. So one ball and one strike count on Ryan Spikes. Carson Williams, the first rounder, is next on deck, and then Junior Caminero is in the hole. Here's a fly ball lifted high to medium right field. Coming in on it, Zach Cole. And he brings it in for out number one. Valente Baeozo records his first out of the night on three pitches. Rest of the starting nine for Charleston features the cleanup hitter Willie Vasquez. He'll be at third. Blake Robertson, the first baseman, is fifth. And Brock Jones, the Stanford ball player, second rounder this year by the Rays. He makes his debut, hits sixth, and plays out in center field. Kenny Piper is the seven-bat catching. O'Neill Manzueta is in right field hitting eighth. And Dyer Castellanos, he is the nine-hitter and left fielder. Carson Williams takes the first pitch on the inner half of the zone for a called strike one. Valente Baeozo works quick. He pitches. And a line drive ripped down the left field line. That is a fair ball inside of the chalk, and it disappears in the corner. Whitaker over to retrieve it. Williams hustling to second. A cruising double for the Charleston shortstop. And we get our first hit of the game. It goes for extra bases.
Yeah, there's a reason why Williams, number three ranked prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays system, generates so much power, especially on that pull side. Baeozo throws a lot of strikes, but it gives a hitter a lot more opportunities to make something happen, and Williams turned on it, yanked it down the left field line for two bases.
For Williams, that is double number 21 of his season and playing in game number 99. Tonight, 253 hitter coming into tonight's game, so that average will creep a little closer to 255. And now here's Junior Caminero. Caminero, the right-handed hitting DH. Woodpeckers, for our radio audience, they're in those alternate red uniforms today. The black ball caps with the Woodpecker logo on the front of the cap, the red uniform, Woodpecker logo on the left chest. Black belts, white pants, runner on the move to third, pitch popped out of play. And Williams sliding into third base will have to head back to second base with his pants dirtied up. The high red socks for Baeozo out there on the mound. He has the ring socks, which usually go with the 70s uniforms, but he's wearing them with the alternate reds today, as are a few other players out there on the diamond. The white, black, and red rings going around the calf of that high sock. Baeozo peeks down to second. Williams now a short lead. A long set and the pitch. And a ground ball hit to the left side. That'll get through into left field. Butera waving Williams to the plate. Whitaker comes up throwing. It's cut off left side of the mound. And Charleston has opened the scoring just three hitters in. Junior Caminero, RBI single, scores Williams. And it'll bring up Willie Vasquez, but a strong start right out of the gate for these Charleston River Dogs.
And this is their M.O., Chappie. They lead the entire Carolina League with a .255 team batting average. Also first in slugging percentage, .403. So you have the double that set things up from Williams and makes Caminero's job pretty easy. Just a base hit, and Williams able to score the opening run.
Pitch a little bit low on the first one to Vasquez. One ball and no strikes. RBI number 8 of the season for Caminero, but only playing in his 12th game. So good start to his Carolina League campaign. Pitch down in the dirt, and Willie Vasquez is ahead. Two balls and no strikes. Vasquez on the season, 260, and he's playing in game number 100 of the year. The first Charleston River Dog to play in 100 games this season. 2-0 pitch, and he reaches out in front at a good breaking ball. Baiozzo working his way back into the count at 2-1. Valente is putting together some of the most consistent stuff of any arm right now for the Woodpeckers when you discount Edinson Bautista and Colton Gordon, who have now gotten the promotion up to high A. But Baiozzo has gone 5 innings in each of his last 2 appearances, and he's only given up 1 run over that stretch. Here's a ground ball pulled foul left side, and it's 2-2 on Willie Vasquez. 5 innings of work, 1 run allowed his last time. That was in Carolina against the Mudcats last week on August 17th. And last time he pitched here at home, it was against a good Down East Wood Ducks team, and he went 5 shutout innings. Gave up just 2 hits, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. Runner on the move to second, a line drive pulled out into left. Tyler Whitaker picks up, runner going to third, and Caminero dives in ahead for a slide. Another base hit, 3 straight knocks for Charleston, and the runners stand on the corners.
Just seeing the ball really well early in this ball game. While we have a second, let's take a look at the Fayetteville Woodpeckers defense, 8th in the Carolina League coming into tonight. Colin Price doing the catching for Valente Baiozzo. Over at first is Zach DiCenzo, Tommy Sacco, the second baseman. Leo's Danny Molina at short, and Jackson Lofton is at third. Left to right in the outfield, Tyler Whitaker, Jacob Melton, and Zach Cole for first year manager Joe Thon.
So here's the lefty, Blake Robertson, and a first pitch slider. Tried to work around the corner, just missed to the outside. 1 ball and no strikes on Robertson. Shortstop Molina hanging out towards the middle of the diamond, shifted over. Lofton way off the line at third, and a slider dives low. 2 balls and no strikes. Blake Robertson playing in just his 5th game of the season. Added to the Charleston roster last week, and a good start, 5 for his first 15 plate appearances in the Carolina League. A pitch just off the outside, very close. Baiozzo shaking his head a little bit out there on the mound. He thought he had strike one. Instead, 3 balls, no strike. Steven Craze working the plate, mentioned him, and on the bases is Trey Jester. 2-man umpiring crew broke out the baby blues on Tuesday night. Fastball to the outside again, just missed. Very close, but Steven Craze now working the outside corner. Now Valente Baiozzo even asking questions. He's trying to get the attention to Steven Craze and ask where that pitch missed. But after the 4-pitch walk, loads up the bases. Vasquez to second. Robertson is on. Brock Jones in his debut going to get to hit with the bases loaded in his first career at bat with the Charleston River Dogs. But first, a meeting on the mound with pitching coach John Kovalik. Again, for our radio audience, Charleston, their uniforms tonight, they have the navy blue batting helmets, and they have the navy blue road uniforms. It's the Holy City uniform, Holy City in white across the chest. Holy City, the nickname of Charleston, South Carolina. Tampa Bay Rays logo on the left sleeve, a white piping detail around the collar and down the buttons of the uniform. A navy blue belt with some gray pants, black pinstripe, I believe, down the side of the pant leg. Maybe navy blue. What do you think, Colin? Navy blue?
Yeah, I'm starting to think it might be a little bit navy blue.
Navy blue pinstripe and the navy blue batting gloves for Brock Jones. Brock Jones, the second rounder this year by the Tampa Bay Rays out of Stanford. Big year for the Stanford Cardinal. Swing and a miss on the first one. No balls and 1 strike.
They quickly traded in those Cardinal batting gloves to support his new organization after being drafted by Tampa.
Brock Jones with the new prospect ranking, slotting in as the number 12 prospect in Tampa Bay's system. Slider a little bit outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones, 21 years old. His Stanford program this year winning the Pac-12. Very good conference this year when you factor in Jacob Melton's Oregon State program that was also a top 5 team in the country and hosted a regional like Stanford. Pop up over the net, out of play it goes, and it's a 1 ball, 2 strike count on Jones.
And what interests me a lot about Brock Jones is he didn't play a whole lot of summer baseball, which can only mean one thing. He was on the USA national team, Team USA, so he had much of his attention attributed to that team, and it just tells you about the caliber of a player that he is.
Fastball a little high, and Jones able to lay off. Two balls and two strikes. When you look at all the different tools and scouts rank him in the prospect rankings, the speed is what really stands out for Brock Jones, graded a 60 in that respect, top out of anything. And a slider a little bit inside, and Valente Bayozo can't believe it. He wasn't getting the outside pitch earlier, and now the inside pitch misses. Jones, the number 65 overall pick against second round this season. Swings that light gray colored bat. Base is loaded. He cuts and misses through a slider and strikes out. Much needed second out for Valente Bayozo after four straight batters reached against him. And if he can get out of this inning with just the one run allowed, get his offense to the plate for the first time, that's a success for Valente. Now he faces the seven man, right-handed hitting catcher Kenny Piper.
And no question, we've seen the other side of it last week in Carolina where Fayetteville got a couple of early runs in the first inning but couldn't capitalize further, and it made all the difference for the Mudcats when they came back later in the ballgame.
First pitch slider drifts in, and it's called strike one. Piper batting 206 over 32 games. Wasn't a part of the Charleston roster when Woodpeckers squared off against these guys in May. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball below the zone. And it's quickly nothing and two. So a big pitch now for Valente, trying for back-to-back strikeouts. DeStrand, the bases loaded. Caminero at third, Vasquez at second, Robertson at first. Charleston with a run in already. And here's a swing and a lazy fly ball to center. Melton sprinting in, and it falls down in front of him. It'll bring home two runs. Caminero scores from third. Vasquez trailing behind. Two-run flare single for Kenny Piper. And a three-run opening frame for Charleston.
That's a really frustrating one for Valente. Two strikes on him, get him to generate weak contact, and just fell too far forward in front of Melton. Melton's pretty quick, but just couldn't get there in time. Runners going with two strikes, two outs in the inning, and that's an easy two-run single all day for Piper.
It's the kind of contact you're looking for. O'Neill Manzueta checks his swing on a pitch that is called a strike anyways. High outside corner, 91-mile-per-hour fastball. And it's 0-1. Fayetteville bullpen now having to warm up a little bit with Bayozo getting ready to throw his 28th pitch of the inning. And he splits the middle, a fastball strike. Not messing around, going right at Manzueta with the gas. Manzueta has been with the club for quite a while this season, playing in his 96th game. He might be the next guy to touch the century mark behind Carson Williams. 0-2, a slider that misses very far outside. Good block by Price. One ball, two strikes. He's batting 246, seven home runs, 40 driven in. Strikeouts are way up there for Manzueta. 120 of those leads the club, actually second on the team, behind only Caminero. And 54 walks as well. On base at 358. And he waves and misses at a slider to the outside. Valente Bayozo gets out of the first inning, but is tagged for three runs. A rarity for Valente with the way he's been pitching recently. Woodpeckers grab the bats for the first time. When we come back, it'll be Tommy Sacco, Jacob Melton, and Zach DiZenzo to get it started when we return.
Stadium, the best bird in the world, Bunker. Bunker's entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota of Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop here in Fayetteville for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Fans, let's make some noise for Bunker! Hey fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. It's Taco Tuesday. If the Woodpeckers score three runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any location here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on three. One, two, three. On the mound for the River Dogs, Nick Ditko. Tonight's Woodpeckers walk-up music is presented by the Big 95.7 WKML. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number 14, Tommy Sacco.
The Woodpeckers are at the plate for the first time tonight. Bottom one, and they trail by three already as Charleston plates three runs against Valente Bayozo, sends eight batters to the plate. And the pitch to Tommy Sacco from right-hander Nick Ditko is down and inside. 91-mile-per-hour fastball, 1-0 count. Jacob Melton, the lefty, on deck. And then Zach DiCenzo, the three-hitter. Here's the pitch. A fastball a little outside, 2-0. Colin Price, the cleanup hitter. Tyler Whitaker will hit five. Zach Cole, six. And then the bottom three are Leo Stanley Molina, Jackson Lofton, and the lefty Garrett McGowan. Ditko works exclusively out of the stretch. Here's his set and pitch. Fastball runs in on Tommy Sacco, and it's a 3-0 count. Nick Ditko, the number 30 overall prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays system and a first-round selection, 24th overall in that shortened five-round 2020 draft. A pitch clock violation on Tommy Sacco. He did not step in time. Has to be in by the 9-second mark. And he took a moment to get his both feet in. So a 3-1 count, slider way down in the dirt. Ditko did a 360 spin, wasn't happy with the way that came out of the hand, and Tommy Sacco strolls to first with a leadoff walk. So got to start somewhere with Charleston plating the three runs. RBI single from Junior Caminero, two-run single by Kenny Piper. Jacob Melton coming to the plate. Colin has the Charleston defense for you.
Yeah, River Dogs, second-best defense in the Carolina League coming into tonight. Kenny Piper doing the catching for Ditko. Blake Robertson is at first. Ryan Spikes, the second baseman. Carson Williams at short. And Willie Vasquez, the third baseman. First pitch misses a little bit low into the dirt. Daiwer Castellanos is in left. Brock Jones, the center fielder, making his debut. And O'Neill Manzueta in right field for the River Dogs.
So four of the first five pitches for Ditko out of the zone, and here's a fastball outside. And actually, every pitch has been out of the zone, just the one strike on the batter violation. And as another one misses away, Kenny Piper going to go to the mound and have a chat with Nick, who is making his full-season pro debut tonight. It must feel like a long road for Ditko, who had labrum surgery on that right throwing shoulder shortly after he was selected in the first round in 2020. Had to come back from that injury. That's a tough injury, you know, for the average Joe. Doesn't need to throw 90 plus miles an hour. You can fix a labrum up within a couple of months, but you have to ramp yourself all the way back up, almost like a Tommy John in a way for a labrum. And for Ditko, finally got back to playing baseball here in 2022 as Melton pulls a line drive out into right field, and that'll fall for a base hit. It gets all the way to the base of the wall. Tommy Sacco getting waved around third. Now a late stop sign. He dives back into the bag. Melton to second. A double. And two are instantly in scoring position for the Woodpeckers.
Melton picking up right where he left off in Zebulon. I mean, went 8-for-20 in that series. Home run at a 5-RBI night as well, and here he just wastes no time. Gets the pitch from Ditko he likes and yanks it down that right field line. I like the stop as well, keeping Sacco at third base. The throw in wasn't great to the cutoff man, but if it was, I think Sacco was out by a mile, so smart to hold him at third with nobody out in the inning.
So down three, but an instant chance to cut into the early deficit. Zach DiCenzo representing the tying run at the plate with nobody out in this bottom one. First pitch is high and outside, 92-mile-per-hour fastball, 1-0. Bitsko arrives to Charleston after having gone 1-2 with a 7.41 ERA in the Florida Complex League for Tampa Bay. Made 8 starts and pitched in 10 total games. 1-0 pitch, a slider, misses in. 2-0. Bitsko has fallen behind every hitter. 4 hits, 14 hits given up for Bitsko, 14 earned runs as well, 20 walks, 15 strikeouts. So the strike throwing was a little bit of an issue for him at the rookie ranks as well. Fastball up and outside, and a 3-ball, no strike count. Rays bullpen, make it the Charleston bullpen, already warming. A left-hander is loosening, that's Alex Ayala Jr. 10th pitch coming for Bitsko. Fastball right down Broadway. And it's 3-1 for Zach. Great start to his pro career. DiCenzo at 333 over his first 12 games. 2 doubles, 4 home runs, most of all 2022 draft picks, and 10 driven in already. 6 walks to 14 strikeouts. DiCenzo rips it a fastball, fouls it out of play. And a good job by Bitsko to come back into the count. It's full. 3-2, open base on first. Melton at second. Tommy Sacco at third after the Melton double. For Jacob Melton, that was double number 2 in Woodpeckers uniform. First baseman Robertson off of the line. Rest of the infield about straight up. 3-2 pitch is high and outside. It is a walk. Bitsko works himself all the way back in the count, only to lose DiCenzo and load the bases. Still with nobody out in the first inning. And here's the cleanup man, Colin Price, and the Charleston pitching coach sprinting out there to the mound. That's one of the faster runs I've seen by a pitching coach in the league this year. It's R.C. Lichtenstein, I believe, hustling out there.
And R.C.'s no spring chicken either. He's 53 years of age, been around the minors for a long time. So he's a good guy to have out on the mound. Calm down a young pitcher making his debut after the first 3 batters he faces, and there he goes sprinting right back to the dugout. And he's giving Heath Bell a run for his money with that type of run.
And somebody had a stopwatch on RC down in the dugout, I think. Some of his guys are laughing and smiling at him, right? I think there might have been a challenge up to see just how fast he can get to and from the dugout. Here's the pitch home to Colin Price, and he foul tips the first one into Piper's glove. It is 0-1. Colin Price, a slow midweek out in Carolina, but a good end to the series on Sunday. Base is loaded. Here's the set, 0-1. He cuts at a high fastball. No balls and 2 strikes.
He had a couple of doubles in the left center field gap. His first 2 at-bats against the Mudcats gave Fayetteville the early 1-0 lead in the first inning with an RBI double.
Here comes the 0-2, and a slider is down in the dirt. Actually getting a little bit of information here to the booth, Colin. RC not as speedy as we may have thought. He's actually away from the team this week. And Rays pitching coordinator Rolando Garza is the man leaving a fire trail behind him between the mound and the dugout. He's filling in for RC this week. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Price looks at a slider right down the middle, and he knew it. Strike 3. Back to the dugout he goes, and a much-needed first out for Nick. But it brings up Tyler Whitaker having himself a good month of August. Whitaker, the 5-hitter. Left fielder tonight for the Woodpeckers. Whitaker batting 184, playing in his team-high 107th game of the year. 9 home runs, 49 driven in. A great chance for him to touch the 50 RBI threshold right here. And a first-pitch fastball is in the zone. Well, whatever Rolando Garza said, hustling out there to tell Nick Bitsko seems to have helped him hone in some of the early at-bat stuff. Here comes the 0-1, and a slider misses in. No doubt a little bit of emotion and extra energy going into this outing as well for Bitsko. As mentioned, coming back from the labrum surgery in his shoulder and been waiting a long time to play full season baseball for the first time in his pro career. It might take 15, 20 pitches to get comfortable out there. Fastball strike. 1-1. All those guys that come back for the first time in a live game from surgeries like Tommy John will tell you there's so much adrenaline out there that you almost black out on the mound for a moment until you get your bearings.
Ryan Gusto, a great example of that, yeah. Early in April.
Here's the 1-2 pitch and 20th pitch of the inning for Bitsko, and Whitaker fouls it off to the right side. Stays at a 1-2 count. Whitaker coming off a series in Carolina where he was finally able to figure out Carolina Mudcats pitching really for the first time all year after having like a 50% strikeout rate against them. He had 6 hits and 19 at-bats, 4 doubles in the series, and he spoils one off again to keep it at 1-2. Velocity starting to get a little higher for Bitsko. That was clocked at 94.
And now an opportunity for Whitaker to do the same against Charleston pitching, just 1 of 25 against them in the earlier series with 15 strikeouts.
Yeah. Whitaker got on base last week almost 50% of the time as well with 5 walks, and he fouls that one off of the foot of Piper. It looked like a high off-speed pitch. Maybe a changeup. I don't think that's where Bitsko wanted it, but get another chance to throw a 2-strike pitch to Tyler Whitaker. Zach Cole, left-handed batter, standing on deck. Bases loaded. 3-0 Charleston. But the tying runs are on. Sacco at third, Melton at second, DeZenzo at first. Here's the pitch, and Whitaker takes it high and outside. Very close slider.
Yeah, that's a tough one to take. Anytime you get a breaking ball high with 2 strikes, a lot of hitters are tempted to go after it and try to hammer it the other way, but that's a veteran layoff by Whitaker.
Here's the 2-2, and Whitaker grounds it out to short. Collected by Williams. He bobbled briefly, goes to second for one. No turn. Run scores. It's now 3-1. DeZenzo forced out at second. Sacco the runner in. Melton gets to third. It'll be an RBI fielder's choice for Tyler Whitaker on a ball calling that may very well have ended the inning, a double play, but Williams fumbled it for a moment, getting it out of the glove, but was still able to grip the baseball in time to get a throw off to second.
Yeah, the fact that he had to take about 3 or 4 steps to his right, I think, is what the saving grace was that led to him to bobble that ball. Otherwise, that's a 6-4-3 tailor-made double play, and the River Dogs would have gotten out of the inning unscathed.
Here's Zach Colin, and the first pitch is popped up left side and over the dugout for a foul ball and strike one. Zach Cole out to a nice little hitting streak right now. Cole with a base hit in each of his last 6 games dating back to August 16th. Chases one down in the dirt. It's 0-2. Base hit in every single one of the games out in Carolina. Cole it to 217 over his first 13 games with Fayetteville. Bitsko a strike away from getting out of the inning, and he just misses outside with a fastball 1-2. I think this is probably a make-or-break hitter for Bitsko if he does want to go for a second inning. Have to imagine there's a little bit of a pitch count limit for him per inning, and he's had to throw 27 times in this opening inning, kind of like Valente, who was right near the 30 mark. And here's a spin and a very lazy pickoff throw, just a little flip over there to first. And Whitaker dirties up the front of that red uniform, diving back in. Cole wears the socks high today, those ring socks. Shows the bat, and now another lazy throw over to first base. Well, Bitsko, not a lot of conviction on that pickoff throw, and he's stepped off the maximum 2 times now. So he has to come to the plate, and I'd be surprised to see Whitaker maybe running here. Takes a good size lead as Bitsko sets and fires. And Cole takes just outside. Had both Baiozzo and Bitsko kind of tilting their head on some of those pitches coming in. Feeling like the zone is a little tight to the outside and inside tonight for Stephen Craze, but from what we've seen in the first inning, at least consistent on both sides. So a two-ball, two-strike count with runners on the corners. 3-1 game. Here's the pitch and a slider outside. It's now 3-2. And left-hander Alex Ayala Jr. back up there on the mound in the bullpen. He had stopped throwing for a moment, but now they have him tossing again. Big pitch. Here is the payoff with the runner on the move to second base. It is outside, ball four. A keen eye from Zach Cole. Wouldn't chase anything to the outer portion of the plate. The second walk of the inning, make it the third, rather, from Bitsko. Loads up the bases for a second time and brings up Leo Stanny Molina.
Just some phenomenal patience from the Woodpeckers in this inning. Drawn three walks against Bitsko, waited for their pitches, made them pay with Melton with a double earlier in the inning. So very promising start to this ball game offensively for a Fayetteville team that's been very inconsistent over the last 10 at the plate.
Both sides in the first frames have gotten into the bottom portion of their order. Here's seven-hitter Leo Stanny Molina. And it's a fastball, 92 outside corner, strike one called. Infield playing Molina straight up. Leo Stanny, a 214 hitter on the year, six home runs, 33 driven in. Slider darts out and down and outside. Four-pitch mix for Bitsko. Has a curveball as well as the slider, the changeup and fastball, which tonight has gone as high as 94 miles an hour, according to the stadium gun. 1-1 pitch, and that is shot foul off the front of the Woodpeckers' dugout railing. So one ball, two strike count, back-to-back hitters now where Bitsko's just gotten a strike away from getting out of it. Molina with 15 doubles this season as well, 100 strikeouts even, 29 walks. He swings, it's a line drive to second, but right to the chest of Spikes. He spears it and ends the inning. Woodpeckers put the tying and go-ahead runs aboard. Get one run back in the bottom of the first, and it's a two-run game. 3-1 Charleston going to the top of the second inning. We're back in a moment on FanvilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV.
You've won a tumbler and drink tickets courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Show us those tumblers. Oh, so cool. Cheers. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. No faking, cooking MCs like a pound of bacon, burning them, being quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo.
Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Valente Bayozo. Leading off the top of the second inning for the River Dogs, the left fielder, number one, Dewar Castellanos.
Dewar Castellanos begins the Charleston second inning. Four runs over the first inning for each side. 3-1 score as a first pitch fastball from Valente Bayozo drifts across the plate, and it is 0-1. Castellanos, then Ryan Spikes and Carson Williams. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up there from Valente at 80 miles an hour. Nothing and two. No doubt Valente was a little frustrated as he came off the mound, ending the top of the first inning, shattered in his glove. A rare three-run frame given up by him. Pitch outside. 2-1. Valente had mentioned has given up just One run over his last 10 innings prior to tonight. Two runs in the entire month of August across 14 innings. So the three runs in the first, more than he had given up across three games in the entire month. Pitch sprayed foul left side by Castellanos, and it is 1-2. He's batting 300 over 20 games. 21 hits and 70 at-bats, and he hits a bouncer out to second base. Fairly shallow for Sacco. He fields midway along the dirt, throws to first, and gets Castellanos by a few steps. Out number one of the second, and lineup card turns over. Ryan Spikes batting for his second straight inning.
Well, there's no question about it for this Woodpeckers pitching staff. This will be a challenge this week against one of the top teams, not just in the Carolina League, but all in minor league baseball, especially offensively. Can't afford to make a lot of mistake pitches to the River Dogs, and Bayozo found that out the hard way in the first inning.
Spikes gets underneath one and sends it out into right field for a second time tonight. Zach Cole underneath it. He has the baseball for out number two. Ryan Spikes keeping Zach Cole busy both times up tonight. Attacking the first pitch, he flies out. Two quick ones for Valente. Nice to see him quickly get that second out, because after a flyout started the first inning, four straight batters reached against him. A Williams double, a Caminero RBI single, a Vasquez single, and then a Blake Robertson walk. Here is Carson Williams. Got the inning started with a double. Shoots this one out to third. Lofton stumbling over, able to pick. Gain his balance, throw to first, and end a very quick 1-2-3 inning for Valente Bayozo. He struts off the mound. Good pace to that one, and now we go bottom two. 3-1 the score. The River Dogs on top in this series opener.
You know what that means. Get on your feet for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss. She was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Okay. Conversation got heavy. Hey. She had me feeling like she's ready to. Watch out! Fans, this River Dogs pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the River Dogs, number 10, Alex Ayala Jr. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 22, Jackson Lofton.
Pitching change for Charleston as we begin the bottom of the second inning. Jackson Lofton fouls the first pitch out towards the rain tarp and going all the way out from first base. Robertson makes the catch. Great run by Blake Robertson, tracking that ball over his shoulder to keep his balance and bring it in for the first out on one pitch. So a snappy start for Alex Ayala Jr. He comes out of the bullpen after Nick Bitsko in his Carolina debut. Goes one inning, he walked three, struck out one, gave up the run on the RBI fielder's choice to Tyler Whitaker. First one to lefty Garrett McGowan in the dirt, bounces away, and it's 1-0. So 3-1 the score. Bitsko, of course, coming back from that shoulder surgery. He was a little bit limited today, and he had to throw 31 pitches to get out of the one inning. So Ayala taking over maybe a little bit earlier than planned, but we knew Bitsko wasn't going to go long. Foul tip and held on to by Piper. 2-1 count. Ayala carries an 0-1 record into this outing, his eighth of the season, seventh from the bullpen, and a 6.30 ERA. McGowan swings at a pitch that was below the strike zone, a slider. 2-2. Ayala with a save and two opportunities, 20 innings, 14 earned runs allowed, two home runs, nine walks, 22 strikeouts. Slider drops a little bit low. Good correction there by McGowan as he tried to get him to chase again. That fills the count. It's kind of been the scouting report against Garrett McGowan in his pro career so far, as he's seen a lot of breaking stuff below the strike zone. Good fastball hitter, but I think that's where maybe not just McGowan, but every hitter when they transfer from the college game to this pro game for the first time is a little bit susceptible, laying off that junk stuff below the strike zone. So McGowan trying to battle in a full count with one away, bases clear. And here's the winding pitch. He chases down and outside. That was probably ball four, but all slider from Alex Ayala. First strikeout and second out of the second.
Ayala, one of many guys coming from Florida Southwestern State down in Florida in the Carolina League. Abby Ortiz from Down East Wood Ducks was one of his teammates, as was Carlos Rodriguez, right-handed pitcher for the Salem Red Sox.
First pitch fastball high and away for ball one to Tommy Sacco. Leadoff walk in the first, and he's come around to score the lone run of the night for the Woodpeckers on the Whitaker fielder's choice. 91 miles an hour pumped in at the knees for strike one.
Correction, actually, Rodriguez with the Carolina Mudcats.
Oh, okay.
He's since been promoted to the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
The 1-1, fouled right back into the screen. One ball and two strike count, and Alex Ayala, kind of like Valente Bayozo, just a strike away from a very quick and efficient second inning. Valente, after that 1-2-3 second, needed fewer than 10 pitches to get through it. Might be able to extend his night a little further than we first thought. Sacco just gets underneath that one, fouls it off. Stays at one ball and two strikes. Ayala started this season with the Florida Complex League Rays, where he gave up just six earned runs over 20 innings of work at a 2.70 ERA that earned him the promotion up to the full season level. Another 1-2, and Sacco bounces it right out in front of the plate, halfway between home and the mound. The catcher, Piper, jumps on top of it, throws up the first baseline and gets the out. Nice defensive play by the Charleston catcher to end a 1-2-3 inning for his reliever out of the bullpen. We go to the third with Charleston leading the Wood Ducks. Woodpeckers, that is, 3-1.
And smile wide.
What I want.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Valente Bayozo.
It's the top of the third inning, and Junior Caminero is leading it off for the Charleston River Dogs. 3-1 is the score. First pitch, spoiled off foul, and it is 0-1. All the scoring in the first inning. See what happens in the third and the fourth while Colin Casey is on the play-by-play.
Thank you so much, Andrew Chapman. Caminero had the RBI single in his first at-bat against Bayozo. Fastball from Valente on the outside corner, nothing and two. But Bayozo bounced back the 1-2-3 inning his last times, retired four in a row. Caminero spending less than 2 weeks with the team after being called up from the Florida Complex League. Spoils one foul to stay alive. He was acquired in a trade with the Cleveland Guardians for Tobias Myers in November of last year, so hasn't even been with the Tampa Bay Rays for a full year just yet. Another 0-2, chopped right back to Bayozo on the mound. He fields his position well and underhands to first for the first out of the inning. Caminero moves to 1-for-2. In steps Willie Vasquez. Vasquez followed Caminero last time with a single of his own. It was part of three straight hits by the 2-3 and 4 Charleston hitters against Bayozo. 0-1 count. Vasquez did see part of Fayetteville in the first series between these two teams as he lines one into left field for his second single in as many trips. Squared that one up, fielded by Whitaker, fires it back in, and a one-out base hit for Charleston to end the streak of five straight retired by Bayozo.
Well, Willie Vasquez now has lined two balls out into left field both times when he was down in the count, so he's done a good job of kind of fighting from behind and really just put the same swing on the ball both times. See if the infield starts to maybe shift around accordingly if he continues to be pull happy this week.
Blake Robertson takes a low changeup down and outside for Vasquez. He only was hitting 100 in that first series, six-game series out in Charleston, in which the River Dogs took 5 of 6 from Fayetteville. He's already improved upon that in just a couple of at-bats at Segret Stadium. Count 1-1 to Robertson. Lefty drew a walk, his first trip. Long pause by Bayozo. Now he deals. Breaking ball and Robertson out in front. Blake Robertson, a guy who had an interesting collegiate career. He started at Oklahoma State, then transferred to Cowley College, and then wrapped up his career at Oklahoma. So two big-time schools, big-time rivals in Oklahoma. He was able to be a part of both sides of that rivalry. Started with the Cowboys, finished with the Sooners.
Good run for them this year, huh? Going to the final in Omaha.
Joined the team just 7 days ago. 2-2, a little bit low, and the count now full. Here's the conference newcomer of the year at Oklahoma this year. Just 1 year with Sooners and a big-time impact led to him getting drafted. 3-2 is popped up in the air, left side of the infield. Third baseman Lofton coming back over to where he normally plays and makes the catch for the second out. Shift was on. The ball led Lofton back over towards that third base bag. And Bayozo has the second out. So it is the second professional at-bat for Brock Jones after he struck out swinging with the bases loaded in the first inning. Vasquez leads off first. Bayozo delivers. Fastball up and away. Almost looked like a pitch out potentially on Vasquez. River Dogs as a team have stolen 204 bases on the season. Jones drives one deep left center field. Long run for Melton. He turns and it one hops up and off the wall. Melton fields it, fires it back in, but not before scoring. All the way from first base is Willie Vasquez. And Brock Jones' first hit with the Charleston River Dogs is an RBI double to pad the lead to 4-1. Talk about making an entrance.
Man, a little bit more to the left field side, and he probably has his first home run in a Charleston River Dogs uniform, but he'll take the double. He hit it to that carve-out area in front of the 368-foot marker, and it's good opposite field power for your first Carolina League base hit.
Probably not the first time that Jacob Melton had to run one down in the gap off the bat of Brock Jones. Those two playing against each other a lot in the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. First pitch to Piper. In for a strike, Kenny Piper. Two-run single in the first inning. So Jones in scoring position. Already six hits for the River Dogs. Breaking ball down and away. That was pitch number 53 for Bayozo. This one, by default, will be his toughest outing of the season, just because he's been able to keep teams to two or less runs throughout each of his first several appearances this year after joining the team in the middle of the summer. Two balls, one strike. In fact, the last time he had pitched in the minor leagues back in 2019, Fayetteville wasn't even in single A. At the time, they were the high A affiliate of the Houston Astros. A fastball in on Piper. Ducks out of the way. It's 3-1. It's quite the reshuffling. Not just the minors, but Carolina League from 2019 through the pandemic and into 2021. 3-1 down and away, ball four. So Piper takes the open base at first. He's on for the second time tonight. And it'll be first and second with two away for O'Neill Mansueta.
This is a critical at bat right here, Colin. Just a couple outs. You need one to get yourself back to the dugout. And you got to try and keep this game within three runs. Any more than that, and you risk falling behind too big against a talented Charleston bullpen. Woodpeckers during this losing skid have had some struggles facing relievers late in game, so critical you keep it where it is right now.
Free swinging Mansueta takes a huge swing at the fastball but cannot connect. He struck out to end the first inning with runners at first and second, ironically enough. Trying to do better this time around, but he'll fall behind nothing in two. Mansueta, hailing from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He turns 21 years old on September 6th. Fastball misses down and a little bit in. For correction, he actually turned 21 on February 7th. Jones at second, Piper at first. The 1-2. Hit on the ground hard, but foul out into left field. And Woodpeckers trying to halt a franchise record 10 straight games lost. Stemmed in last home series against Down East. The last win coming on August 10th, in the back half of a doubleheader. The 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt. Price able to stop it from going all the way back. Chappie, we talked before the game that this is still a ways away from the longest losing streak that happened last year in the Carolina League, a pair of 15-game losing streaks from both the Fredericksburg Nationals as well as the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And Frednat's losing streak was to start the season. As a breaking ball called strike three, Mansueta goes down for the second time on strikes. The third strikeout for Bayozo. And once again, he's able to limit the damage and gets out of the jam with just a one run home on the Brock Jones RBI double on two hits. Two left on by the River Dogs. The bottom half of the third, we go from Segra Stadium. Charleston 4, Fayetteville 1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Good friend Gabe, and we are here on Tuesday, so that means it's Treasure Hunt Tuesday. You have 30 seconds to go in here and find your prize. You can go in 3, 2, 1, now. Oh, he's digging. Oh, he's in it. He's in there. Oh, he's going crazy. He's going crazy. Is that paper?
No, I don't see it. Oh, my God.
What is that? Oh.
Boy,
I think I want to marry you. On the boulevard, we can go. No one will know. Oh, come on, girl. Who cares if we're trash? Got a pocket full of cash, we can blow. Shots of patrol.
Mound for the River Dogs, Alex Ayala Jr. Like I'm ready, can't call it sink, dip and toilet. Oh, you got a nice. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 31, Jacob Melton.
Lefty against lefty to begin the inning. Jacob Melton flies one out to left field, and unable to find it was the outfielder Castellanos. Lucky for him, it sailed about 15 feet into the seats, foul. 0-1 to Melton, who had a double in his first AB. He really just stuck his arms out and was puzzled as to where that ball went. But it's just a long strike. Melton chops one foul. It stops right on the plate, but in foul territory. 0-2 to the former Oregon State Beaver. And Melton went 8-for-20 last week, with a home run, a double, and a 5-RBI game in Zebulon against the Mudcats. He hits one on the ground to second. Easy play for Spikes. Throw to Robertson in time for the first out. So Melton retired to begin the bottom of the third inning. And Zach DiCenzo digs into the box after walking his first time up. It's a big series for the Charleston River Dogs, a 3.5-game lead currently in the South Division of the Carolina League over the Columbia Fireflies. Senzo watches a called strike. They do have a little bit of a gap between them and the third-place team, Kannapolis, at 24-24 in the second half, 6 games back. DiCenzo with a line drive, falling quickly. It's down in front of Castellanos for a base hit, and the hitting streak for Zach DiCenzo moves to 8 games. He's quickly finding himself towards one of the longest hitting streaks of the season by a Fayetteville Woodpecker.
And in a series like this, you're going to need base hits like that to continue to fall in. You know, Charleston, they have one of the best pitching staffs in the league. That's what's helped lead them to their best record in the minor leagues. So you can't just rely on the home run ball. Got to try and string together singles and gaps and get stuff to fall.
Smash to short by Price. The flip to second for one. Spikes throws to first. And just like that, the inning is over. A 6-4-3 twin killing. And the Woodpeckers unable to respond to the run in the top half by Charleston. They still trail it 4-1 as we head to the fourth inning from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band about that money. hallelujah. Girl sent you hallelujah. Girl sent you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Valente Bayozo. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the River Dogs, the left fielder, number one, Diwer Castellanos.
Diwer Castellanos, the batter. First pitch fouled off for strike one. Valente Bayozo out for his fourth inning. If he's able to get to that fourth inning despite the four runs surrendered on six hits to Charleston, at the very least, he buys the next guy a little bit of wiggle room with his outing. Swung on and missed. 0-2 to Castellanos. And it's likely that that would be Miguel Ulloa who ends up getting the ball after Bayozo. Hit hard on the ground, foul, past the first base back. Castellanos, a nine-hitter, followed by Ryan Spikes and Carson Williams. Lefty awaits the pitch from Bayozo. Breaking ball, strike three. Castellanos swings right through it. Fourth strikeout for Valente Bayozo. And once again, he's able to get the leadoff man out. He's been able to retire the leadoff batter in all four innings so far. He's also been able to retire Ryan Spikes on a couple of flyouts to right field both times. Here is Spikes. First pitch fastball outside corner. Spikes, one of the younger guys, not just on this roster, but in the Carolina League. A little bit outside. Spikes turning 19 years old on March 13th. Down and away, 2-1. Carson Williams, another real young guy on this roster, turning 19 in June. He waits on deck. Bayozo's 2-1. Out in front, 2-2. Third to last series for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers this season. Next week, they have their final road trip in Kinston. Fly ball, center field, Melton all the way back, makes the catch in front of the warning track for the second out. Hit well by Spikes, but it ran out of steam in front of the Hutchins Law Firm sign out there in center. So Spikes flies out for the third time tonight already, and the bases are clear for Carson Williams. Williams, double and a run scored in the first inning. He then grounded out to Lofton over at third in the second. Bayozo, some nice movement on the slider. Down and away. Swing and a miss, 0-1. The pitch hit on the ground again to third, picked up by Lofton. Long throw is in time, and a 1-2-3 fourth inning for Bayozo. The even innings have been very kind for Valente. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Woodpeckers still trailing 4-1 here at Segra Stadium.
Take it away, Z.
What's going on, everybody? I am here with Corbin, and it's his sixth birthday. So now, you know, there's only one thing to do. We're going to sing him happy birthday. You ready? One, two, three. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday, dear Corbin. Happy birthday to you.
There's not a better place to take in your birthday than at a Woodpeckers game. All birthday parties come with a birthday cake courtesy of Bernie's Sweets and More. Contact the Woodpeckers front office to schedule your birthday right here at Segra Stadium. On the mound for the River Dogs, Alex Ayala Jr.
She filled my mind with ideas.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 8, Tyler Whitaker.
Alex Ayala Jr. back out on the mound for the bottom of the fourth inning. Charleston with a 4-1 lead. Tyler Whitaker, first pitch swinging, sends a towering fly ball into right center field. The right fielder, Manzueta, calls off Brock Jones and makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Ayala, who has faced the minimum through seven batters. Got a timely 6-4-3 double play ball on Colin Price to end the third inning after a one-out single from Zach DiCenzo. Also had a 1-2-3 start to his outing, tiring all three batters he faced in the second. He now gets the lefty Zach Cole, who reached on a walk against starter Nick Bitsko, making his Charleston debut, just going the one inning. Had to work for all three outs, though. Gave up a run on one hit, three walks, and a strikeout for the 2020 first-round draft pick for the Tampa Bay Rays. Cole takes a curveball. It is 1-2 to him. Cole drew that two-out walk to load the bases before Leo's Danny Molina lined out sharply to second to end the scoring threat. Big fastball, foul tipped and held onto by the catcher Piper. And Ayala has the first two outs of the fourth. Second strikeout for the left-hander. And here is Molina. It was Danny with that average now at 213 on the season, six home runs, 33 batted in. Inside corner called a strike. Still nobody warming up behind Ayala, so for the foreseeable future, this ball game is his. And Woodpeckers with just one win in 12 games against the River Dogs historically coming into tonight. One ball, two strikes. Looking for another 1-2-3 inning. The pitch popped up, shallow right field. Manzueta coming all the way in, and once again he makes the grab, and the inning comes to a close. Woodpeckers set down in order. On to the fifth, Charleston 4, Fayetteville 1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
And you're out.
Every game this season, we'll randomly select one lucky season ticket holder to be our Hutchins High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game. This individual will take home a prize courtesy of Hutchins Law Firm. Tonight's High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game is Chris Carter. Congratulations, Chris, and thank you for being a season ticket holder. Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 45, Miguel Ulloa.
El espíritu del Señor está sobre mí, por cuanto me ha ungido, para llevar libertad a los presos y amor a los afligidos. Por ejemplo, tú, que estás abatido detrás de un poco de sonido, pero estás falto de contenido y habla de cosas que nunca has vivido. Yo, ¿cómo es posible que lo tuyo es bacanería y avería? Dicen que tienen pistola y tiembla cuando venga una patrulla.
Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the River Dogs, the designated hitter, number 37, Junior Caminero.
We head to the fifth from Segra Stadium. 4-1, Charleston leads it. Valente Bellozo's night is done after four innings. On the mound is right-hander Miguel Ulloa, and on the play-by-play, here's Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you very much, Colin Casey. The pitch is up high to Junior Caminero. And it's a one ball, no strike count. Miguel Ulloa taking over behind Valente, as mentioned. Now the number 20 overall prospect in the Houston Astros system. Miguel Ulloa has pitched himself into high company this year. 2-2 record, 3.94 ERA with the Woodpeckers. Pitching out of the bullpen for the ninth time in his 19th appearance. Pitch inside, Mr. Caminero. And it's a two ball, one strike count. 56 and two-thirds innings. And 22 earned runs given up. Also 40 walks and 90 strikeouts for the 20-year-old Miguel Ulloa. Pitch coming in, and it is fouled away. Now a two-ball, two-strike count. Caminero tonight 1-for-2 with a single, an RBI, and a run scored. 4-1 Charleston. We have a guest here in the booth with us here in this fifth inning. It is Woodpeckers general manager Steve Pelay. Steve, it is a... It's been a minute. You're back from your hiatus. As this one is hit back to the mound, Miguel Ulloa fields underhand, flips to first, and gets the first down. How are we doing, Mr. GM?
Good. To see you. Long time no talk. It's been a bit. Been a spell. I've been trying to make it up here, but it just seems like every time I try, something else happens. So.
I know. Always something going on down on the concourse, but glad we could have you. Plenty of baseball still to be played here at Segra Stadium. We're in the final home stretch of the year, just like that. We're down to less than 20 games, 18 to go, 17 after tonight. But a lot of them are going to be here at home. Still 12 games to be played, 11 after tonight at Segra Stadium as Vasquez takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. And with the weather cooling off a little bit right now, yeah, football season's around the corner, but still a great time to come out and watch some baseball.
Yeah, especially this weekend coming up. I know school's back in session, so, you know, a great time to catch the Woodpeckers before we're done. If you haven't seen us yet, you got to come on out.
Pitch a little bit high to Willie Vasquez, especially with all the new players coming in around this time of year as well. And how many folks have you got in your email inbox saying, hey, what's with all the new players yet? Thinking you're the one making the move.
Yeah, you know, everyone thinks I'm doing all this, so I'm like, sure, okay. Yeah, I'm just going to do it every day. Yeah. Let's just decide to really just mess with some people.
Yeah, at least you can take credit for all the good ones.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, moves that have paid off. There's always every GM around the minor leagues will have a couple people wondering why they're making so many moves to the roster, but that comes from the higher-ups, so to say, as the pitch is down and outside, inside to Vasquez, kicked away, 2-ball, 2-strike count, nobody on base, one away, and it's top of the fifth, 4-1, Charleston, and Miguel Ulloa coming set, target set up and inside, here's the 2-2, and a swing and a miss, strike three. Out number two, down goes Vasquez. So Steve, this week with Charleston in town, we've got a lot of promotions. Today it was the T-shirt Tuesday giveaway, Woodpecker Strikeout Cancer Awareness T-shirt today. Tomorrow we have Dollar Dog Wednesday, winning weekday as well. We got to try and win tomorrow, right?
Yeah,
because there's only one more Wednesday.
Exactly. Got to do it. Got to win tomorrow. But we're also having a 50% off flash sale tomorrow. So we have just go online, any GA reserve or reserve, type in flash, get 50% off. Nice. Enjoy a dollar dog.
There we go.
From Smithfield. You know, it's just it's a good time for the ballpark. You know, come on out and enjoy Wednesday.
Yep. And then bring your lady friends on Thursday, ladies' night out at the ballpark. I think ladies' night earlier this year was rained out, unfortunately.
Yes,
right.
So ladies' night part deux.
Yeah, 2.0. Here's the pitch down low. Ball one to Robertson. Ball three to Robertson. Make it. And then we have all the fun theme nights coming this weekend. We have some cool jerseys that the Woodpeckers will be wearing. I got the sneak peek at a couple of them today, and we got some good ones. We've got fireworks on Friday, Legends the Hidden Temple jersey on Saturday, and then the Paw Patrol Day. Bring the kids out Sunday for one of the more unique jerseys I've seen this year.
they're really cool. A Nickelodeon weekend we got coming up. You know, it's like 90s night with mm-hmm. It's All That, I believe it is. You know, I never watched that show back then. I was more of a Saved by the Bell kind of guy.
Swing and a miss, strike three. That'll end the inning in quick fashion. You know, I want to talk a little bit more about 90s TV shows with you. I had a couple favorites as a kid. How about you come back for another half inning?
Perfect.
All right. We'll be back with General Manager of the Woodpeckers, Steve Pillay, in the bottom of the fifth. Scoreless inning for Miguel Ulloa. It is 4-1 going bottom five.
For the Smithfield Sizzle Camp.
On the mound for the River Dogs, Alex Ayala Jr. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 22, Jackson Lofton.
It's the bottom of the fifth inning at Segra Stadium. The Charleston River Dogs leading the Woodpeckers 4-1 in this series opener. Jackson Lofton, the righty eight hitter and third baseman, takes a first pitch slider strike from Alex Ayala Jr. And the next pitch coming in is a down and inside fastball, 1-1. Lofton is 0-1 with a foul out down the first baseline. He'll be followed by left-hander Garrett McGowan on deck and then Tommy Sacco in the hole. This pitch is hit out to the left side. collected by Vasquez, a step and throw by the third baseman, and Lofton is retired. He falls to 0-4-2, brings up McGowan. Andrew Chapman along with Colin Casey. We're joined here in the booth by Woodpeckers general manager Steve Pelay, and picking up on our conversation from the top of the inning, Steve, we were talking about 90s night. Friday night we have a fireworks show, Nickelodeon, all that night, one of those TV shows on Nickelodeon in the 90s, and you were talking Saved by the Bell in the 90s, and I was born in 95, so parents really didn't let me watch a ton of 90s television until, you know, maybe I was 10 years old, and then I watched some of the flashbacks, but we were spitballing 90s TV shows in the front office before the game today, and there's some good ones, you know, Friends and Fresh Prince.
Seinfeld.
Can't go wrong with Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah. Of course, you can binge that at any time on Netflix, I think, where you can find that. Here's the 1-1 pitch and a fastball strike.
Yeah, I was big, you know, coming from Southern California, I was big 90210.
Yeah.
That was my kind of like sophomore year. I think that was in like 90, 91, you know, watching that in high school. Definitely Saved by the Bell.
One drive ripped foul. Still a 2-strike count on McGowan. I mentioned Tim Allen, Home Improvement. I would watch all those Nick at Night shows would come on, and you could flash back to all those good shows from the 90s.
I mean, I think one of the most underrated shows, it was way too early for its time, was a show called Twin Peaks. Showtime brought it back in the 20th. It was way too weird for TV back in the 90s. It'd be perfect like a Netflix show now.
Yeah.
I remember watching that as a kid.
Swinging a miss at one down to the dirt, and Garrett McGowan goes down for two quick outs, and it brings up Tommy Sacco. So jersey auction for all of these different jersey nights. Again, Legends of the Hidden Temple on Saturday night, and then on Sunday, the Charleston River Dogs are in town for the series conclusion. That's Paw Patrol Day, and if your kids like watching Paw Patrol, then maybe you want to get your hands on one of those jerseys. You got the Paw Patrol dogs all over the uniform.
That one looks really cool, really nice. All three jerseys given away as an online auction. Also Dog Day that day, too. Bring your dog on a Sunday as well, too. So
that'd be great. Bring the dogs out, and the kids can run the bases after the game as well. Really quick, before we let you go, Steve, it's already time to even start thinking about 2023. So if some current Woodpecker season ticket holders or future season ticket holders want to get some more information on when renewals will be available, about their plans, where can they go to find that info?
Renewals are going right now. I know a lot of our season ticket holders are looking at their seats, seeing if they're going to switch seats, stay in the same ones. After September 1st, new season ticket holders can come on in, talk to our tickets group. We can get the all squared away with that. Schedule should be hopefully coming out pretty soon, so you can see kind of our schedule coming up. So hopefully we'll have some good news in the next couple weeks for season ticket holders as well. So we can leak that information hopefully soon.
All right, good deal. It's Steve Pelay, Woodpeckers general manager, joining us here on the broadcast. Thanks so much, Steve, and we'll see you around the concourse again.
All right, boys, we'll talk soon.
See you later. We're back in a moment for the 6th.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Miguel Ulloa. Leading off the top of the 6th inning for the River Dogs, the center fielder, number 5, Brock Jones.
It is the top of the 6th, and former Stanford Cardinal ball player Brock Jones leads off the inning. Squared to bunt, pulled back in a 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Miguel Ulloa, missed upstairs for ball 1. Brock Jones, RBI double back in the 3rd. That provided the most recent run of our ball game as Charleston went up 4-1. They scored 3 of their 4 runs in the top of the 1st inning, right out of the gate against Valente Bayozo. RBI single from Junior Caminero, 2-run base hit by Kenny Piper. And now it's Jones for a 3rd time. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. outside. And Miguel Loyola falls behind 3-0. Good start to the evening for Miguel, coming in behind Valente after four innings. He went 1-2-3 in the fifth. And with Jones, Piper, and Manzueta, faces the 6, 7, and 8 of Blake Butera's lineup card. Kick and 3-0 is high. A ball and four-pitch walk given up to Brock Jones. That's the third walk by Fayetteville pitching today to go along with the four strikeouts. And leadoff man aboard. Jones goes to first, and Kenny Piper coming to the plate.
And the hope for Uyola is he's able to turn a corner, because August has been really tough on him. Remember, he had that 10-strikeout performance at the end of July on the 29th at home against Carolina. Since then, though, it has been pretty rough seas for the young right-hander.
Fastball strike on the outside corner to Kenny Piper. Yeah, Miguel pitched so well in July. He earned the Astros Minor League Pitcher of the Month award. Here's the 0-1 pitch, runner on the move to second. High fastball, throw down by Jose Alvarez, and the tag is not in time. Brock Jones slides underneath the swipe tag from Tommy Sacco, and he comes up with his first stolen base for the River Dogs. Kenny Piper now in a one-ball, one-strike count. And then August is so far coming into tonight, 10 earned runs over nine innings, and the walks nearly evening the strikeouts, 12 walks to 16 strikeouts. That pitch gets away, and he hits Piper somewhere on the upper left arm area, or maybe the shoulder. That one gets away from Miguel. Walk, hit by a pitch, put the first two runners on. Still a 4-1 Charleston lead with O'Neill Manzueta, the eight batter, coming up.
Yeah, good thing this is a glancing blow on Piper, because for a second I thought I was going to get him just underneath the helmet near the chin, but he ducked out of the way the last second. Like it went off either his shoulder or his collarbone. Quickly went down to the first baseline, so safe to assume he's all right.
So Manzueta, a good guy to try and bounce back against here. He has struck out in both trips to the plate. Tries to play a little small ball and pops a bunt foul over towards the first base on deck circle. Four runs on six Charleston hits. Woodpeckers with just the one run on two base hits. A Jacob Melton double in the first, and a Zach DiCenzo single in the third. A couple looks down to second base. Left leg kick and pitch. A ground ball hit to third, but it rolls foul. And Uyola gets ahead of Manzueta. Nothing and two. Last time out, Miguel Uyola gave up five earned runs on five hits. That was in 2 2/3 against the Carolina Mudcats on August 17th, Wednesday. So it's been 6 days since he's last pitched. He walked three, did strike out six over 2 2/3. So six of the eight outs were via the K. Needed 77 pitches, though, to go 2 2/3. He really had to labor. Double steal, pitch is high, throw to second. Sacco's tag is not in time. And Sacco can't believe it. He thought he got the back of the leg of Kenny Piper diving in. Instead, everybody's safe. Brock Jones to third. He's now swiped two bags. And Kenny Piper to second. Two in scoring position. That neutralizes the force at all bases and will cause the Fayetteville infield to come in towards the grass. Oh, and I totally missed it, but it was a called third strike.
Don't worry, so did I.
Manzueta. Yeah. It was a kind of a very casual walk back to the dugout, and now here's a slow roller hit towards first. It's gloved by DiCenzo. Nowhere to go but to first. He underhand feeds to Tommy Sacco, hustling over to cover the bag, and the run scores. RBI ground out. And a good one by Diwer Castellanos. Now two outs. And a 5-1 Charleston lead.
And that right there is an example of how important it is that the stolen base is coming back in the MILB with all the pitch clock rules and pickoff moves. If you get those two guys in the scoring position, you're more likely to try that double steal with all the new rules in place. And all of a sudden, you just need a ground ball softly hit, and you're able to get across a big insurance run.
Ryan Spikes, the Charleston leadoff hitter, begins ahead 1-0, 96-mile-per-hour fastball high and away, one of Uyola's harder pitches tonight. Spikes has put the ball in the air all three times, flied out twice to right, once to center. Lone man at third in Kenny Piper. The kick and 1-0. Fastball right down Hay Street. One ball and one strike. Spikes a 251 hitter entering this at-bat with 10 home runs and 31 driven in. Here comes the one ball, one strike pitch, and it's down and outside. Squirts away from Alvarez, but not too far. He jumps on top and keeps that runner stuck at third. Kenny Piper goes back to the bag. It's a 2-1 count on Spikes. Not surprised to see Spikes with 10 home runs on the year if he's a guy that, as we've seen tonight, continuously puts the ball into the air. Got a high fly ball percentage. A couple of those are going to find themselves on the other side of the fence. Ryan Spikes not to whiff the River Dogs when Fayetteville was at the Joe back in May. And the River Dogs took 5 of 6 in that series. Swept the Woodpeckers last year in a 6-game series, and they're trying to make it 12 wins over 13 games between these two sides in their franchise history. High gas by Miguel Uyola, and that got Spikes to go too far. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And Spikes coming off a big game in the series finale on Sunday for Charleston. 2 for 5, a home run, 4 runs driven in.
30th pitch of the game for Miguel Uyola. Blows away Ryan Spikes swinging. And down go the River Dogs in the fifth, but not before they cross another run. An RBI slow roller from Dyware Castellanos makes it 5-1 for the Rays affiliate as we go to the bottom of the sixth.
Clinton's Frozen T-Shirt Contest. Z Willie has our contestants down on the dugout. Take it away, Z.
What's going on, everybody? I am here with Alyssa and Sammy. I'm so sorry if I forgot y'all's names. But they're here to do the Frozen T-Shirt Challenge, and here we go. Y'all start ripping them things apart. Go. Come on, yeah, y'all gotta hurry it up. Y'all gotta hurry it up. You want paradise. All right, here we go. Closest one in 3, 2, 1. And it looks like Sammy is our winner. Everybody, now, can I get a Go Packers for both y'all at the same time?
Let's go, Packers!
Apparently, I've never been on live television before.
Back on the mound for the River Dogs, Alex Ayala Jr. Can't call it sink, different toilet. Oh, you got a nice darling. Can't wait to get you into my bins. Take it for a spin. What you mean we? You take me for leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers. This center fielder, number 31, Jacob Melton.
Jacob Melton begins the bottom of the sixth inning, swings and golfs one foul left side and out of play for strike one. We enter the bottom of the sixth with the Woodpeckers down by 4. It's 5-1 Charleston. River Dogs add a run in the top of the sixth on an RBI ground out from Dyware Castellanos. And now Melton breaks the bat, flares one to right, and a diving grab by Spikes as he ranges out from second base, makes an over-the-shoulder diving grab, losing the cap and everything, but holding on to the baseball and taking a base hit away from Jacob Melton. He was out of a cannon coming in from second base, and that's a stellar play for round number one.
Yeah, you got the salute from Alex Ayala. Excellent job. At first, I thought that was Robertson who was going to try to backpedal and make the play on the Melton pop-up, but smartly, Spikes took over from there, got a great angle on the ball, and full extension, diving catch in shallow right field. Outstanding defense.
Zach DiZenzo takes a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Spikes is still putting his hands on his knees right now and trying to catch his breath after that one changeup outside. I don't know why this image comes to mind, but just like the lunging nature of Spikes there going after that ball. If you've ever seen any of those videos of like a dog jumping into a swimming pool after a tennis ball, I mean, that was kind of Spikes there just out of nowhere. Goes flying after that thing and coming up with the baseball. So Zach DiZenzo in a one ball, two strike count, and here's the pitch. A foul into the screen. It's still 1-2. Mentioned it a little bit earlier, but the Woodpeckers are going to try and have some success this week against Charleston. They can't rely too much on the home run ball, but they need little flares like that and base hits to drop in. And if Charleston's taking hits away, it's going to be tough to find base runners against this staff. Alex Ayala trying to complete five scoreless innings of relief work behind the starter, Nick Bitsko. And now he has two outs in the sixth. The swinging strikeout of Zach DiZenzo. And it brings up Colin Price. Alex Ayala has just really been rolling. He's only given up one base runner, and he's faced the minimum as a double play from this guy, Colin Price, got him out of a snappy third inning. That strikeout is his fourth.
It's actually Jose Alvarez coming in after he took over for Price, fouls off the first pitch. But interested as to what the reason is if Price came out. Was it by design? Because he did catch on Sunday. Maybe give him a little bit of a rest, or could it be something along the lines of health-related?
Slider carves its way into the zone, and it is 0-2. Woodpeckers in danger of going down in order for a fifth straight inning. Pitch low. Only base hit, the Zach DiZenzo single. The other, Jacob Melton, a double in the first against Bitsko. One run on two hits. That's all for the Woodpeckers lineup tonight. Here's the 0-2, and it's very high to Alvarez outside as well. One ball and two strikes. He's at 48 pitches right now, and just one out away from completing five. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and Alvarez late swinging at a fastball. Down he goes, back-to-back strikeouts for Ayala. Closes a 1-2-3 sixth inning, and the Woodpeckers scuffling tonight at home. 5-1, they trail as we head to the final third of our ball game next.
Kiss Cam. Wow. Kiss Cam.
I'm sipping wine in a row. I look too good, look too good to be alone.
Kiss Cam.
My house clean, my pool warm.
Just Kiss Cam.
Like a newborn. We should be dancing, romancing.
Kiss Cam.
In the east wing and the west wing of this mansion.
Kiss Cam.
I am playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from my heart. So if you try to lay in this
arms, Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam.
Ooh, you're so sweet, so sweet, so tight, so tight. I won't bite.
Fans, it's time for the Budweiser Zero Last Call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Miguel Uyola. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the River Dogs, the shortstop, number 7, Carson Williams.
Let me Miguel Oyola back out for the top of the seventh inning. He squares off against first-round draft pick Carson Williams, 5-1 Charleston in the seventh. And back on the mic, here's Colin.
Thank you, Andrew. Williams 1-for-3 with a double in the first inning. Pair of groundouts to third since. 1-0 count as Oyola misses with the first pitch. Charleston 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors so far. 1-1 count. Woodpeckers with just a run on 2 hits. No errors for Fayetteville. Oyola steps off real quick, getting some dirt out of his cleats. The pitch. Fastball up and away. And talk about what an incredible job that manager Blake Butera has done with these River Dogs this season. One of the younger managers in all of minor league baseball. Earlier this month, he turned 30 years old. Fastball called a strike 2-2 to Williams. He took over at the age of 25 for the Hudson Valley Renegades prior to his time here in Charleston. Just 25 years old, youngest manager in minor league baseball at the time. Oyola gets a swing and a miss from Carson Williams for the first out of the seventh. Butera played his collegiate career at Boston College. Grew up in Louisiana. Was drafted in the 35th round, incidentally enough, by the Tampa Bay Rays. And when it was all said and done, he was voted team captain his senior year at BC. Breaking ball outside to Caminero. And finished as the all-time Eagles leader in both walks and at-bats. So a four-year player that had great discipline at the plate and provided great leadership for the team in the ACC. 1-1 count.
Over 150 wins as a manager when you consider last year's regular season, the postseason, and this year as well. That's just crazy when you talk about it being just less than a two-year window.
A very bright future for Blake as far as managing goes, and you wonder a promotion as far as what level he's at might be imminent. Fastball a little bit inside, and it is 3-1 to Junior Caminero. RBI single for Junior in the first inning, but like Carson Williams, he's been silent since then. Couple of groundouts. The 3-1 from Oyola. And Caminero goes after ball four, tries to catch up with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball above the zone. Full count. Willie Vasquez on deck. He's a pair of singles, but struck out in his only at-bat so far against Miguel Oyola. Payoff pitch, chopped towards third. Funny bounce, but good adjustment by Jackson Lofton, who recovers and throws on DeCenzo for out number two.
Yeah, the ball kicked off the fringe of the grass, and Jackson Lofton was ready to play the high hop at his chest. Instead, he killed all the bounce on that ball, and he had to backhand it right at his shoelaces. That's what you're trained to do as an infielder, though, is you try and read that bounce, and you kind of prepare in your head of, okay, what am I going to do if this thing takes a funny bounce on me? And Lofton not caught off guard, made the adjustment.
Steps Willie Vasquez, fouls one back. Vasquez with a pair of hits tonight, his average up to 263 on the season. As Chappie pointed out, playing in his 100th game of the season with Charleston. Outside 1-1. Spent last year in the Complex League, played 40 games, hit 288, pair of home runs, 31 RBIs. And played 11 games the 2 years prior in 2019 in the Dominican Summer League after signing his international free agent contract with Tampa Bay. Popped up to second. Tommy Sacco calls everyone off, makes the grab, and the inning is over. Another 1-2-3 inning for Miguel Oyola. Bounces back after giving up a run in the sixth. We head to the seventh inning stretch from Segra Stadium. It is Charleston 5, Fayetteville 1 on MILB.TV, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app.
Sing a little louder. I so it's root peckers. Sing it loud. At the old atta boy, Peckers, atta boy.
It don't matter if you're young or you're old.
Here we go.
We gon' show you how it goes.
To the right, to the right, to the right, to the right, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left. Now kick, now kick, now kick, now kick.
Now walk it by yourself. Now walk it by yourself.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 8, Tyler Whitaker.
Crowd here at Segra Stadium still having a great time on this Tuesday night. Home half of the seventh. Tyler Whitaker takes ball one. Whitaker has the only RBI for Fayetteville tonight, and he drives one to right field. Manzueta back, crashes into the wall, and that ball lands in Healy's solo home run. Double digits on the year for Tyler Whitaker, his 10th long ball of the season. And Fayetteville inches a little bit closer, it's 5-2.
I thought Tyler Whitaker put a really good swing on the ball back in the fourth inning, and just like that pitch, he got a fastball from Ayala. Timed it up well. He was just a little bit underneath it. That time almost the same pitch, and it got a little bit more of the barrel, that is, and had a little bit of a better launch angle to carry out of here for number 10. Great swings tonight put together by Tyler Whitaker. See if that can jumpstart this offense over the final few innings.
He's been carrying the load offensively, has driven in both of Fayetteville's runs now, and the first real blemish on the night for left-hander Alex Ayala Jr. after taking over in the second inning. Falls behind 2-0 to the left-hander Zach Cole. And Cole lines one down the left field line, but it slices foul into the fourth row of seats. 2-1, that was pitch number 54. For Ayala. And there is a right-hander throwing. Some light tossing right now going in the pen for Charleston. Jammed on the fastball is Cole. It's 2-2. Whitaker all of a sudden, slowly but surely, climbing towards the top of the Woodpeckers in home runs this season. Logan Cerny with 15, the most by a Fayetteville batter. Check swing, and they say Cole went around. Thought he might have held up, but he is tagged out for the strikeout. And Ayala able to bounce back first out of the bottom of the seventh after surrendering the home run. Six strikeouts now for Alex Ayala. Leo's Danny Molina, the batter. Leo with a line out to second his first time up, and a fly out to right is second AB. Nothing and one to the Cuban. Ayala winds and deals, and he airmails a breaking ball, slipped out of his hands, and bounces hard off the middle of the backstop. The 1-1. Fastball, foul tipped right back into the mitt. Woodpeckers this season, when entering the seventh, trailing just 2-24 at home. Foul tipped and held on to again, and Molina is down on strikes. Seventh punch out now for Ayala. Two away. Overall, when trailing after six innings, Woodpeckers just 8-51, and once you get to trailing after seven, that number drops to 1-50. So not many comeback wins for Fayetteville in 2022. Jackson Lofton takes a high fastball. Score, generally speaking, has held up one way or the other. That one called a strike, 1-1. Breaking ball, a little bit outside. Looking around the Carolina League. Columbia Fireflies trailing the Salem Red Sox 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. That's exactly what the River Dogs want to see, with Columbia 3.5 games back in second place in the South Division. It's ball 3 to Lofton. Down east in Fredericksburg, tied 2-2 in the eighth inning. Full count on Lofton. Game up in Virginia. Also a tie game in Myrtle Beach, 3-3 between the Pelicans and the Augusta Green Jackets in the seventh. Payoff pitch popped up behind the backstop, and this will land in the Avex Club. Oh, and someone had an opportunity to play that on a hop, dropped it, fell a couple of seats forward. This will be pitch number 67 for the left-hander. Other scores, 4-1. Lynchburg leads Delmarva in the seventh. And the payoff pitch swung on and missed. So after the solo home run for Tyler Whitaker to begin the bottom of the seventh, the Woodpeckers are set down in order, all on strikeouts. 8 now on the night for Alex Ayala Jr. We head to the final two from Segra Stadium. Charleston still leads at 5-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Of course. Take it away, Z.
What's going on, everybody? I am here with Brandy, and we're going to guess tonight's attendance. So all you got to do is pick A, B, or C, and then you'll win an answer. Here we go.
B for Brandy.
B for Brandy. What do y'all think?
4.
A, B, or C. She said B for Brandy.
B for Brandy.
Oh. Thank you so much for playing. Can I get a go, Peckers?
Go, Peckers! Woo!
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Miguel Uyola. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the River Dogs, the first baseman, number 12, Blake Robertson.
Miguel Uyola steps back to the rubber out there for his fourth inning of work in the top of the eighth. Fires over a strike to Blake Robertson. 5-2 lead for the Charleston River Dogs over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And to take us through the conclusion on this Tuesday night from downtown Fayetteville, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Woodpeckers get one run back in the seventh. See if they can try and scratch across a few more in the eighth and ninth. Crucial top eight here for Uyola, trying to keep it a three-run ball game. Blake Robertson takes a high fastball. And the count is to 2-1. Robertson, Brock Jones, and then Kenny Piper five, six, and seven batters coming up here have all managed to reach base. Robertson just once on a walk back in the first. Here comes the 2-1, and he checks too far on a good slider and dropped right off of the table and evens things at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uyola has the strikeout working for him since coming on in the fifth inning. He has 5 Ks now through three. Slight shift on the infield to the pull side of the lefty. 2-2, called strike three, dotted on the outer edges of the zone. Strikeout number 6 for Miguel. And that'll bring up another left-hander in Brock Jones. The 6 strikeouts for Uyola evens what he did over 2 2/3 last week on the road, and now he's just still one shy of his August high of 7.
And this would be a great change of pace for Uyola with how August has gone for him. He'll probably get one more opportunity in the month, but certainly a step in the right direction for the right-hander.
First pitch is bounced along the first baseline, stays on the fair side of the chalk. Dezenzo brings it in, runs to first himself, a 3 unassisted on 1 pitch. And 2 quick outs for Miguel. Kenny Piper now coming up. Been a pleasant night tonight in Fayetteville. Weather-wise, should stay that way all week long. A little bit of rain in the forecast on Friday, but see if that clears out. Should be mild temperatures throughout the week and 11 more games here at Segres Stadium before we say farewell to the 2022 season. A fastball runs up and inside on Kenny Piper. And it's 1 ball and 0 strikes.
Nice little Tuesday night crowd as well. 2,305 in attendance.
And one newly engaged couple as well.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch fouled back into the screen.
That's 2 and 2 homestands, right?
I think, yeah. We're 2 for 2. Not only can you watch baseball out here in Segres Stadium, but you can also live happily ever after. That's what we do around here. I would never have the nerve to do anything like that, though.
Yeah.
I'm too scared. Fastball, called a strike. Takes a lot of guts. On the video board. 1 ball and 2 strikes now on Piper. 2 away, Miguel Uyola trying to close it very quick. Top of the eighth inning. Infield, outfield straight up against Piper, who's reached twice on a hit by pitch, a walk, make it 3 times even with a single, a check swing. It was close. They peel up the line, and Trey Jester says he didn't go. 95-mile-per-hour fastball from Uyola. Next pitch will be number 55 for him. And he needed 73 over just 2 2/3 his last time, so he's on a much more efficient track tonight. Here's the 2-2, down and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Piper. O'Neill Manzueta would be next. He's the 8-hitter who has struck out in all 3 trips to the plate. So if you allow Piper to reach base, at least have a guy who's scuffling coming up. Now Lofton really guarding that line at third, playing deep. And a slider is down and inside. It just missed. A little bit below the knees of Piper and a good layoff. I like the idea from Uyola as a hitter. You're probably guessing maybe high fastball with Uyola's velocity, but he went the opposite approach. Just missed it off the down inside edge, and now there's O'Neill Manzueta coming up. Kenny Piper has reached in all 4 plate appearances tonight. 2 walks, a hit by a pitch, and the single. And a pickoff throw to check up on him right away. Manzueta has mentioned 0-for-3, 3 strikeouts. 2 looking, 1 swinging. Uyola got him in the 6th. A big rip and a miss on a fastball. It's 0-1. You also have Castellanos on deck, the 9-hitter who's been struggling. The bottom 2 hitters, a combined 0-for-6. See if that leads Piper to get aggressive down at first base. 5-2 the score. Charleston has doubled up Fayetteville in the hit column, 6-3. Both sides have played clean defense. No errors in this game. Runner on the move to second. A swing and a foul back. You're not surprised to see Kenny Piper off and going. Do what you can to try and help your bottom guys in the order. Something to the outfield, and you're probably scoring if you're on the run.
Already has a stolen base as well. Mm-hmm. It's part of that double steal 2 innings ago.
Middle infield playing deep. Lofton still guarding that line at third. The 1-2 pitch is a little high and outside. Uyolo stepping off of the mound. Alvarez took a step back towards the dugout.
I think I'll give the benefit of the doubt to Stephen Crazier. That pitch did look a little bit upstairs.
A little bit high. Pretty big hole on the right side of the diamond. Runner on the move to second. Again, a swing and a miss. That ball pops out of Alvarez's mitt. He's looking at the runners. And it's way to concede. So Miguel Uyola strikes out two in a scoreless eighth. He has seven Ks over four innings. And the Woodpeckers are coming back to bat in a 5-2 game when we return.
What are we doing now?
All right, fans, it's time for the Hat Shuffle. It's a stadium classic. Take a look at the video board and good luck.
This River Dogs pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the River Dogs. Number 39, Roel Garcia. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 44, Garrett McGowan.
The bottom of the Woodpeckers order begins the bottom of the eighth. It's Garrett McGowan with the River Dogs leading 5-2. Here's the first pitch to McGowan, and he swings through a fastball from New Charleston right-hander. Roel Garcia takes over in just his second Carolina League appearance. In his debut for Charleston last week, threw a scoreless hitless inning, so no record or ERA to speak of. Now in game number two, this is low. It's 1-1 on McGowan. Garrett struck out in both plate appearances. 0-2, bats for a third time. Next, Tommy Sacco, and then Jacob Melton. Woodpeckers got a run back in the home seventh on Tyler Whitaker's 10th home run of the season. A solo home run to right center. The 1-1 pitch. McGowan swings, and he's late on 92. One ball, two strikes. Even with the home run, what a game it was for Charleston left-hander Alex Ayala Jr. Here's the wind in 1-2, and that is fouled at the top of the screen. Keeps it where it is at one ball and two strikes. Final line for Ayala Jr. reads as a six complete innings on two hits, one run, just the home run, no walks, and eight strikeouts. Had he been pitching from inning number one, that's a dominating quality start, but he did it from the second through the seventh. Now in the eighth, McGowan takes low. It's two ball, two strike count.
And Garcia, hailing from Rice University down in Texas, the alma mater of one of the more memorable Houston Astros from the last 20 years, Lance Berkman, made several All-Star games with Houston back when they were in the NL.
The two-ball, two-strike pitch rolled out to first. Brought in with two hands by Robertson, and he shuffles over to first base to complete the play. Garcia, a big guy, You had 6'4", 220-pound Nick Bitsko to start the game, and Roel Garcia has him beat on the scales. He's 6'4", but weighs in at 245 pounds. Bigger in Texas. Tommy Sacco is ready from the left side. Switch hitter, who is batting right for most of the game, and now gets to change sides of the plate. Fastball missed on the low. No, called a strike on the low outside corner, 0-1. Sacco has reached once on a walk and scored one of the two Fayetteville runs. That was in the first. On the Tyler Whitaker RBI fielder's choice, Witts plated both. Crossed the 50 RBI mark, now with 51 driven in on the year. Sacco is behind 0-2. Sacco without a home run so far in his pro career. 205 batter with the Woodpeckers. Takes a little bit low. 94-mile-per-hour fastball by Roel Garcia. One ball and two strikes. Woodpeckers down to their final five outs tonight, trying to avoid the 11-game losing streak. 1-2 pitch is low. Don Garcia went to a changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Fayetteville bullpen has some mingling, but nobody throwing right now. Miguel Oyola threw four strong innings of one-run ball. 2-2. Sacco held the hands, and a fastball missed a little bit low. Full count, 3-2. Good take. On deck is the lefty Jacob Melton, and then Zach DiZenzo. I'm going to try and get Sacco on for those big hitters in the heart of the order. Here's the motion of the payoff pitch, and Sacco fights it off. That was 95, knee level. He's barely able to get a piece of it. Keep the battle going, and he'll see pitch number 7 from Garcia. Since the walk, Tommy Sacco has bounced out to the catcher right in front of home plate and also popped out to short. He'll try it again. Another payoff coming home. Sacco swings through a slider. Looked like his timing wasn't bad there. It was just over top of it.
Good movement on that slider from Garcia. Rice also in college known for developing pitching prospect. Speaking of the Tampa Bay Rays, one of their top picks in recent memory, Jeff Niemann, taken in the top five of the 2004 draft, I believe it was, out of Rice. Had some dominant numbers there and is now taken up coaching at the college level since.
Jacob Melton, knee-high fastball. One of the names that stands out from the Rice program, I believe he pitched at Rice, and he was the number one prospect in the Arizona Diamondback system maybe 4 or 5 years ago. That was John DePlantier. Pretty sure he went to Rice. And Melton tears one out to right field. That'll get in for a base hit. He stops it first. Cole quickly cuts it off in front of the track and make it to... Now Melton has a single.
Sharply hit ball. He's been pulling everything down that right field line. A nice piece of hitting. Give the Woodpeckers a little bit of life here with two away in the inning.
So DiZenzo into the right side. Woodpeckers looking for a run down 5-2 still. Slider outside. Two-hit game for Melton. He's the only Woodpecker with multiple hits tonight. That's the fourth hit of the game. Garcia leans in and comes set at the belt. Here's his pitch, and DiZenzo looks at a breaker right over the middle.
You were right, by the way.
It was about, right about DePlantier.
Yep,
okay.
Third round pick with the Diamondbacks out of Rice in 2016. Also went to high school in Texas, so.
The one ball, one strike pitch is down and outside. I saw him pitch in the California League.
He did
debut in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks. I don't think he's in their system anymore, though.
Yeah, he's now with the Dodgers system in the minor leagues.
Yeah, that's where I remember seeing him pop up. He popped up in an OKC Dodgers versus Sugar Land Space Cowboys game not too long ago. Back out there on the mound for a meeting is the Tampa Bay Rays pitching coordinator. That's Rolando Garza, who again is in for R.C. Lichtenstein this week, the normal Charleston pitching coach. So DeZenzo steps back in. We'll await a two-ball, one-strike pitch. We'll filter through the Astros affiliate system tonight. By the way, speaking of those Sugarland Space Cowboys, they tonight, as this one is fouled right at home plate, are on the road in Las Vegas, but that game doesn't get going until 10:05 Eastern, about an hour from now. But maybe after you finish checking out us, flick that one on. Hunter Brown starting tonight for Sugarland, 7-4 with a 2.49 ERA, and now a stoppage down on the field.
Pitch clock violation for strike three.
Wow. Pitch clock violation for strike three, and Joe Thon going to come down and argue this one. So we'll let that conversation transpire, but tough way to exit the inning. Woodpeckers go down without a run in the eighth, and we head top nine next, 5-2 Charleston.
Woke up on the right side of the bed. What's up with this Prince song inside my head? Hands up if you're down to get down tonight. It's always a good time. Slept in all my clothes like I didn't care. Hopped into a cab, take me anywhere. I'm in if you're down to get down tonight. It's always a good time.
Good morning and good night. I'll wake up at twilight.
It's gonna be all.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Miguel Ulloa. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the River Dogs, the left fielder, number one, Diver Castellanos.
Final frames tonight, top nine, and right-hander Miguel Ulloa back out on the mound. He's through four innings of one-run baseball. Gave up just the one run in the sixth on an RBI groundout. 5-2 Charleston. Whitaker cut into the lead in the bottom of the seventh with his 10th homer of the year. It's left-hander Diver Castellanos, the nine-hitter, looking at a backdoor slider for a strike, and it's 1-1. Castellanos, then Ryan Spikes, and Carson Williams. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball, and it is 1-2. We were working around the Astros affiliate system when we went to break. Joe Thon argued the pitch count, pitch clock violation, that is, for a third strike to Zach DeZenzo. Didn't win that argument. Odd way to end the inning, but a strong start to the ninth for Ulloa. He gets Castellanos to cut through, strikes him out for a third time. A second time, make it. And he falls to 0-4. Mentioned Sugarland. They're in Vegas tonight. They get going at 10:05 Eastern. And at the high A ranks, Colin, there's some Asheville tourists that are playing well just about an hour and a half down the road at Winston-Salem. They're taking on the White Sox high A affiliate. A swing and a miss at a high fastball for Ryan Spikes.
Yeah. Kennedy Corona, pair of doubles in a three-hit game. Miguel Palma, pair of doubles as well. three RBIs. Palma might be playing his way into a promotion to Corpus Christi with how well he's been swinging the bat since his promotion.
He's still got to be hitting close to 330,
340. 343, I believe, is the last look.
I mean, those are not numbers he's put up at any point in his career up until now.
Right.
Here's the 0-2. And, yeah, say what you will about hitting in McCormick Field, Asheville, known as a hitter-friendly park, but he's putting up that type of hitting on the road, and you're not just playing in that ballpark all year long. It's been a big-time adjustment for Miguel Palma going up to high A. Bat has just exploded since he's gotten that promotion. 1-2 pitch. Fastball a little outside. It was close. 2-2 on spikes. And if you missed us at the top of the broadcast, mentioning those promotions on the pitching side from Fayetteville to Asheville, Edinson Bautista, Casey Ford, and Colton Gordon all getting the bump up. Miguel Ulloa has another strikeout. He now has 9 over 4 2/3, his most in the month of August, and now he's approaching a season high.
Yeah, an opportunity to tie his own season high and also tie what would be the season high by any Woodpeckers pitcher, which is 10. It's only been accomplished twice prior to tonight. That's what he brings to the table when he's on. Just such great strikeout velocity and break.
Slider, a strike to Williams. 0-1, trying to do what he did in the final outing of July. 10 strikeouts over 4 2/3 here at home against the Carolina Mudcats. Fastball up and away. Perhaps a little more impressive is if he can get 10 against one of the top teams record-wise in minor league baseball in these Charleston River Dogs. 1-1 home. And a swing and a miss at a changeup down and in. Perfectly placed. We only struck out 2 in the ninth now, 2 in the eighth. 1 in every inning. He's been out there on the mound, trying to strike out the side for the first time. And here's his pitch home. It is down and on the outside corner. Just missed a little outside. Maybe low as well. All the velocity is still there for Miguel. 95 on that fastball. Next pitch will be number 75 for him. And that's usually the cutoff for most Fayetteville arms when they roll out there. 2-2 break even. And Williams pops it out of play. Likely let him finish at least this at bat, but looks like Ronnie Garcia is warming out there in the Fayetteville bullpen just in case they need to get that final out with somebody else. Miguel Ulloa has not gone 5 innings since July 13th. Been over a month. Trying to do it tonight. His 2-2 again. A little low. Went to the change against Williams. Carson tonight, 1-for-4. Double in the first, and he scored the first run of the game for Charleston. 3 of their 5 in the top of the first tonight. They've led wire to wire. 3-2 payoff pitch, and Williams takes strike 3 on the inside corner. Miguel Ulloa with 10 strikeouts tonight at home. He ties the season high, and he walks off the diamond pumped. Snaps up his catcher Alvarez, and we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Woodpeckers down by 3. Trying to bounce back late tonight. We're back in a moment.
Back on the mound for the River Dogs, Roel Garcia. Leading off the bottom of the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 18, Jose Alvarez.
We are in the bottom of the ninth inning, and Jose Alvarez leads off against Roel Garcia. And he swings and rolls the first pitch out towards short. Broke the bat. Williams picks, throw high to first, but Robertson yanks it in, keeps the right foot on the bag. And Alvarez down on the first pitch. Well, Miguel Loyola is giving the Woodpeckers every chance tonight to try and cut into the 5-1 deficit at the time, now 5-2. Five hitless innings tonight for Loyola, with the one run allowed, which came on a walk, a couple of stolen bases that got Brock Jones to third, and then an RBI groundout. And Loyola walks two, ties the season high with 10 strikeouts in one of his best outings of the season, and by far his best outing in August after a couple of tough trips to the mound. Whitaker stays off an inside pitch. Solo home run for Whitaker back in the seventh, his 10th of the year. Still trails Logan Cerny with the team high 15. Here's the wind kick and pitch from Garcia. And Whitaker lines one through the left side, left field. A base hit. And Tyler Whitaker, a multi-hit game. Joins Jacob Melton as the other batter with multiple hits tonight. Reaches for a third time. And Tyler Whitaker, if he keeps this pace up, might be able to find himself at or above the 200 mark by season's end. And you might be saying 200 average, so great about that. But for Tyler Whitaker, I think it'd be a pretty telling accomplishment for him after the struggles over his first few months if he could get up towards that threshold. By far having his best month at the plate, and he's a young pro career.
Yeah, Chappie had just one hit in the first series against Charleston the entire week,
yeah.
Already two tonight.
Down, he's become a much more mature hitter since May, and now Zach Cole puts one on a line into center. Base hit for Zach. And there's a couple Woodpeckers on with one out. That'll bring the tying run to the plate.
And not only that, Cole once again in the ninth inning extending his hitting streak. I saw him do that on Saturday to extend it to five games. It's now up to seven. It's been a steady presence in that Woodpeckers lineup. Brings a lot of speed, but is starting to put the ball in play more and more as the month has gone on.
Well, the first pitch swing approach tonight has been pretty effective for Fayetteville as the first one comes home, and it's low to Molina. 1-0. Whitaker on the home run in the seventh. That was first pitch swinging. Zach Cole, that base hit, and Jacob Melton's base hits tonight have come on the first pitch. So maybe that's one of the plans of attack going into this one. See ball, hit ball right out of the gate if it's in the zone. And Molina takes a swing, fouls it into the net. One ball, one strike. Woodpeckers on a little bit of a skid right now, as we've mentioned, calling 10 games, but they had a chance to come from behind in the ninth inning in Zebulon last week when they were trailing 10-5. Here's the 1-1 pitch and a bouncing ball left side. I believe that was Friday night, and it was 10-5 going to the top of the ninth inning. Fayetteville scratched across four runs and had the tying run down at third, and they ended up stranding that runner on base, leaving that runner on, ending the game, but showed some late inning fight, and they got it again tonight. Slider outside, two ball two strike count now on Molina.
A chance for redemption for this bottom of the order, combined 0-9, including Molina, who's 0-3.
Lofted on deck, Garrett McGowan in the hole. Whitaker at second, Cole at first, 5-2 Charleston. The pitch. And Molina, good take. Watched a slider drift downstairs, and it's 3-2. Right now, Molina is trying to get on base, bring the go-ahead run to the plate, put all the tying base runners aboard. Payoff coming. And Molina pops it up, first base side foul territory. Robertson onto the extended warning track, gets to the railing of the dugout, and that one barely clears the net. and lands on top of the dugout to keep Molina alive. Sigh of relief for him. He'll get to see a seventh pitch out of Roel Garcia. Charleston bullpen has activated. A right-hander starting to loosen out there. And a pickup of that leg, a spin down to second. But Garcia holds on to the ball. Save opportunity for Garcia here. He entered a 5-2 game in the bottom of the eighth. Just a second appearance for Charleston. And there's a fastball called strike three on Molina. Critical second out for Roel Garcia. And the Woodpeckers are down to their final chance. It comes down to Jackson Lofton, the eight hitter, who's 0 for 3.
The hope is to keep this game alive with a base hit or even a walk, get it to McGowan on deck. But Lofton does have home run power. Hit his first single-A home run last week against Down East in his first series.
Yeah, put it into the left field bullpen. He checks too far on a first pitch slider. 0-1. Lofton, a tough series last week in Zebulon. Did have a double, but went 1-for-14 combined against the Mudcats. Found a way to reach base on three walks. Tonight, 0-for-3, pop out, ground out, and a strikeout. His last time facing Garcia for the first time, the pitch. And he swings through his slider. And now the Woodpeckers down to their final strike here in the series opener. Make sure to stick around following the conclusion of this one for the Woodpeckers postgame show. We'll get you set for tomorrow's pitching matchup in game two of the series. 0-2 pitch to Lofton. He swings and hits a line drive out into left, and that ball will drop in front of Castellanos. They hold Whitaker at third and load up the bases. And I think if you're Joe Thon, wise decision. Whitaker doesn't get you close. You need all three of these runs to score right now, and your best bet is putting another batter to the plate, the strong left-hander in Garrett McGowan. But McGowan may be facing a new arm. Blake Butera has walked out of the dugout. First time we've seen the Charleston skipper have to go to the mound tonight. And it looks like the night for Roel Garcia will not end with a save next to his name. New right-hander coming in. We'll try for that opportunity. Inherit the bases loaded down to the final out of this ball game. And left-hander Garrett McGowan coming up. We'll step aside and give you the details on the closer when we return.
Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with a one or a two? Been a hurrah, but I'm thinking it's time to grow.
Metronome.
Man, I'm up to something. Ooty-la-dee-do, thank you all for coming.
Fans, this River Dogs pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Enjoy the game for the River Dogs. Number 34, Jack Snyder.
Your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song, everybody come hang. Let's go.
Once you strike that match, there ain't no turning back. I'm gonna burn this whole
A ninth inning script that has Garrett McGowan at the plate with the bases loaded. And a 5-2 game representing the go-ahead run at the plate. New right-hander Jack Snyder out of the bullpen. Charleston Saves leader, third in the Carolina League with 7-8 opportunities, 3.35 ERA, and a 6-1 record. Pitch to McGowan is down and outside, 1-1. Down to his final strike, Jackson Lofton served a line drive out to the left, his first hit of the game. Whitaker at third, Cole at second. Three Woodpeckers reaching on three singles in this inning. Pitch to McGowan is a fastball on the outside corner, called strike two. And for the second straight batter, Fayetteville down to their final chance. Woodpeckers now out hitting Charleston 7-6. Here's the pitch to McGowan. He swings and hits a line drive out of the shallow right. That drops for a base hit. Whitaker scores from third. Throw goes to the plate. They stop Cole. Woodpeckers within two. Garrett McGowan breaks the lumber, and he cuts into the deficit. He keeps the ninth inning alive and gets it to the top of the order in Tommy Sacco.
A little old-school station-to-station baseball right now in the ninth inning for the Woodpeckers. And credit to Garrett McGowan. He's only got four hits in a Fayetteville Woodpeckers uniform. It's been a bit of a trying time to start his single-A career. But three of those hits, Chappie, have driven in runs. He has come through in RBI situations.
Now the tying run stands at second. Tommy Sacco, the switch hitter, bats from the left side, and the pitch is up high. That run goes to Roel Garcia, first allowed in a Charleston uniform. Woodpeckers had four hits over the first eight innings of this game. They now have four singles in the bottom of the ninth. And now Tommy Sacco gets into one. It's a deep fly ball, right center field. Going back on it, Mansueta at the warning track. He makes the catch in front of the wall. A hold your breath moment for the Woodpeckers and Tommy Sacco, but he falls just short of a miraculous swing. And game one of this series goes to Charleston by a 5-3 final. The Woodpeckers leave them loaded, and they fall for a franchise record 11th straight. Post-game show coming up next. Fun ninth inning. We'll talk about it next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
That's her right now. Shorty hit me up, says she wanna be up. Knows I got the best in the town. 'Cause when she get the shivers, she knows that I deliver. I'm the one that holds her down. She's about to rip. And I won't let her rip. It's getting kinda late. And she just wanna shake. One day she started texting me. She said, well, give it up, give it up, when she's away, it's such a downer, and I miss her every time I'm not around her, 'cause she's the one I can't live without. I hope that's her right now. Shorty hit me up, says she wanna be up.
I'm the one. time to close the night with the Woodpeckers postgame show. Here's Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey.
Hey, Woodpeckers fans, welcome back inside the broadcast booth, and thanks again for being a part of our Tuesday night ball game. Didn't go the way of the Woodpeckers tonight, but boy, an awful interesting ninth inning there. Colin Miguel Uyola, if you were handing out Player of the Game awards, he's getting that for the Woodpeckers tonight. Five hitless innings for Miguel in a month of August. It's been a little tough for him. He gave up five runs his last time out. Tonight, he gave up just the one run on an infield dribbler. Came after a walk, hit by pitch, couple of stolen bases. He strikes out 10 and ties the season high to keep the Woodpeckers in it. And they had a chance there in the ninth, call, and that was a hold-your-breath moment on that swing from Tommy Sacco, dying on the right field warning track. Woodpeckers still without a walk-off this year. They almost had one right there in the grandest of fashion, but Tommy Sacco falls just short, and game one of this series goes to Charleston. Colin, Woodpeckers, it was nice to see a little bit of fight out of them right now. They've lost a franchise record 11 in a row, but a lot of these games have been close. There's been a lot of one-run losses in there. There was a game in Carolina where they scored four in the ninth inning. Tonight they made a run at it, and you just hope that Miguel Uyola's performance on the mound and then some of the at-bats Fayetteville put together in the ninth inning. Four hits in the ninth when they had four hits over the first eight innings can lead them into a little bit of momentum to tomorrow's game, too.
Yeah, the offense had a lot of trouble against Alex Aiello, who went six strong innings out of the bullpen for Charleston, ended up getting the victory. So they were able to break through, though, in that ninth inning. Great to see some guys come up with big hits with the backs against the wall. Garrett McGowan with a gutsy at-bat, flared one into right field for an RBI single, and to get Sacco a chance, and he just came, as you said, a little bit short. But yeah, a lot of great fight, and Miguel Uyola with a great outing on the mound, reminding a lot of people why he's the number 20th ranked prospect in the system, according to MLB.com. Just can't ask for much more out of your reliever to go five innings and strike out 10 batters without giving up any hits. A really dominant performance on his end. A lot of credit also to Valente Bayozo. Didn't have his best stuff out there, but he went four innings despite getting hit around early in the ball game, bounced back after giving up three runs in the first, only gave up one the final three innings. So, yeah, a lot of positives to take. I know I'm sure the Woodpeckers are tired of talking about moral victories and all that, but this is a really good baseball team that they're playing against in the Charleston River Dogs, one of the best statistically in all of minor league baseball. Mm-hmm. The good news is this is only game one. They still got five more to go and an opportunity to get revenge tomorrow night at 7:05.
Final line scores in this one. Charleston, five runs, six hits, no errors. They leave six runners on base. The Woodpeckers, three runs, eight hits. They do out hit Charleston tonight thanks to that ninth inning. No errors. They played clean defense and seven runners left on, the bulk of them in that ninth inning, leaving the bases loaded. Alex Aiello Jr. gets the win. Valente Bayozo, the loss. As Colin mentioned, though, nice for him to bounce back and complete four after that tough start. Jack Snyder picks up his team-leading eighth save of the year for the River Dogs. So, as mentioned, see if the Woodpeckers bounce back tomorrow and even up this series. First pitch right back here at Segra Stadium at 7:05 Eastern. Colin and I will be on the air with you. And on the mound for your Woodpeckers is right-hander Carlos Calderon, 3-6 record with a 4.91 ERA. And he will be taking on Ben Peoples of the River Dogs, 5-4 with a 3.19 ERA. Winning Wednesday, Dollar Dog Day as well. If you come out to the ballpark tomorrow and the Woodpeckers win a ball game, you can come out to the final homestand, the final Wednesday for free. Get a free ticket to that final Wednesday home game of the 2022 regular season. 11 more games here to play at home at Segra Stadium. We hope to see you out here for as many as possible. If not, though, Colin and I will be on the air with you tomorrow. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and MILB.TV beginning at 6:55. So long, everybody. Hope you had a great night out at Segra Stadium. Colin and myself signing off. Drive home safely, and we hope to see you tomorrow out here at Segra Stadium. Good night.